Greetings to you all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
靠着我们的主和救主耶稣基督的名跟大家问候。
The subject for our sharing today is definition of the flesh and crucifying the flesh.
早晨交通的主题是肉体的定义和把肉体钉在十字架上。
In order for us to have more time for the message, I may only read few verses and cite several other.
为着把握时间，我只有读几处的圣经，但是在信息当中，我会引用其他的经节。
Galatians 2:20a, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me.
加拉太书二章二十节的前半。我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Galatians 5:24, and they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts.
加拉太书五章二十四节，凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。
Romans 8:13.For if you live according to flesh, you are going to die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the practices of the body, you will live.
罗马书八章十三节，你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致使身体的恶行，必要活着。
Crucifying the flesh is a biblical foundational term which Christians are quite familiar with.
把肉体钉在十字架上是我们圣经里面非常根基的一个词，但是我们也基督徒也很熟悉。
But not many a Christian is familiar with what really crucifying the flesh means in their experience.
可是在我们的经验当中并不是有很多的人真正的认识而且经历到把肉体钉在十字架上。
To talk about the doctrine of crucifying of the flesh and writing it on a tablet of stone is one thing.
讲到把肉体钉在十字架上，用一个道理来讲，好像是把它写在石板上的是一件事。
But to say the same by experience and writing it on the tablet of heart is another thing.
可是真正的是实行经历，而且把这个主的话写在心板上却是另外一件事。
I have received immense help on this subject from these two books, The Normal Christian Life and The Spiritual Man by Watchman Nee.
在这个题目上我受到两本书的帮助非常大，就是尼弟兄的正常基督徒生活，这是一本书，然后另外一本书是属灵人，属灵人有在中文的有三册。
I read these books more than three times.
这两本书我都读过超过三次。
It was fresh and transforming every time I read them.
每次我来读它的时候都是那样的新鲜，而且能够改变我。
My life and my ministry at home and outside is founded and grounded on the spiritual life.Enlightened in these books.
我的生活和我的侍奉都建立在这个根基上面，就是这两本书所教导我的。
I also distribute these books as the Lord leads, like a gospel worker distributes tracts as I believe that these are life-changing books for a Christian as tracts are for a non-Christian.
我也常常靠着圣灵的感动把这两本书分给我周围的人，就像一个传福音的人来发福音单张一样，那我也把这两本书发给一些在我周围的基督徒。
You may order these books from Amazon.com or go online and download the PDFs of the same that are available for free.
请弟兄姐妹们可以在亚马逊的网站上来订购这两本书，或者是呢在网上也有这个 PDF file是免费可以下载。
I'm not trying to promote the man, the man's books, or the man's doctrine, but the spiritual life so illuminated in these books.
我没有一点想要高举人或高举一个人的工作，但是这两本书里面来告诉我们这属灵的原则是非常有启发性的。
Spiritual books are only adjuncts to the Bible.
属灵的书籍只是对于圣经的辅助。
Also, Brother Watchman Nee warned with a kind of disclaimer in his book that the spiritual man is in no way to be considered a treatise on the theory of spiritual life and warfare.
尼弟兄也告诉我们说，这个属灵的人，并不只是说明白了这些真理，就可以在属灵的征战上得胜。
You will be amazed to know.If you do not know the history of emergence of these two books.
这两本书有一个很奇妙的一个历史。
Normal Christian life is a compilation of series of messages that were delivered by Watchman Nee when he was 35 to Christian workers at Helsingen, Denmark in 1938 for special meetings.
这个正常基督徒生活是尼弟兄属灵的就是在丹麦的一个讲章，在他35岁的时候他给了这个讲道。
These messages were published later by Brother Theosin Sparks in a magazine called A Witness and a Testimony in 1940 in UK.
这些信息就是借着斯百克弟兄他所发起的这个杂志叫做见证人与见证，是在1940年的时候刊登在他的杂志上面。
Brother Theosin Sparks, who was 15 years older than Watchman Nee, was serving the Lord at Honor Oak Fellowship in Southeast London after leaving Baptist Church as an ordained minister.
斯百克弟兄比尼弟兄年长15岁，他在伦敦东南方的一个地方叫做桂巷基督徒交通中心，在那边服侍主。那是在他离开了这浸信会，成为一个浸信会的牧师以后，在那边服侍主。
To take the story further, Brother Theosin Sparks had a son-in-law, Brother Angus Kinnear.
这个故事我再多讲一点。就是 Austin Sparks 斯百克弟兄他有一位女婿叫做金米尔弟兄。
He is the author of Brother Watchman's biography called Against the Tide.
他就是尼弟兄传记叫做中流砥柱的作者。
He was a medical doctor and a medical missionary to India.
他是一位医生，他也成为一位宣教士到印度传福音。
As a matter of fact, I was trained in the same Christian Medical College and Hospital for my physical therapy where Dr. Angus Kinnear served earlier as a medical director.
事实上，我也是在这个金米尔医生他所创立的这个医学院和医院里面来学习物理治疗，就是我在那边读书的地方。
Brother Angus Kinnear personally heard Brother Watchman's messages on normal Christian life and was influenced by them and the person Watchman Nee as well.
金米尔弟兄他亲自听到尼弟兄在传讲这个正常基督徒的生活的信息，他本身也受到很大的影响。
So he carried the transcription of these messages of normal Christian life to India and compiled them into a book.
所以他就把这个信息带到印度去，把它整理以后呢，成为书来发行。
Brother Bill Thompson, who was an English missionary to India, printed and published the book in India in the year 1957.
在1957年比尔汤普森弟兄他就把这个书在印度里面来出版发行。
As a matter of fact, it was Brother Bill Thompson who referred us to HCA in 1992.
事实上，也就是这位比尔汤普森弟兄，他介绍我们家庭在1992年到 Houston 的时候，那介绍我们到这个聚会。
God's ways are past finding out.
那个神的道路是超过我们所想象的。Coming
to the next book, The Spiritual Man, as far as I have learned, this is one of the books which Watchman Nee formerly wrote, during which time also he was seriously ill in bed, otherwise which that many of his messages are out of his spoken messages and publications.
这本书《属灵人》是倪弟兄自己写的。倪弟兄大部分的书都是从他的信息里面别人把他整理出来，但是这本《属灵人》是他亲自写的，而且他在病床上病得很重的时候写的。Watchman
Nee makes it very clear in these two books concerning our today's subject of crucifying the flesh.
倪弟兄在这两本书上关于今天我们要交通的主题，把肉体钉在十字架上，说得非常清楚。The
reason of spending the message time today to talk about these two books and their impact on my life is to inspire you to read these invaluable books to receive much more benefit than you can receive out of my limited sharing today.
今天在这有限的时间里面，我愿意交通到这两本书和它对我的影响，是要鼓励或者是启发大家，来认识这个这件事情非常重要的事情，那是超过我今天有限的时间所能够跟大家分享的。Prior
to reading these books, I wrestled within myself to live a Christian life, the wrestling that I did not anticipate.
在读这两本书以前，我想要过一个基督徒的生活，可是我有很多的挣扎，跟神摔跤，但是好像没有办法来胜过。In
my conversion at the age of 17, I thought my sins were washed away, and I was put to death on the cross, and so I expected to live a sinless Christian life.
在我17岁得救以后，我知道我的罪已经被洗净了。 而且都钉在十字架上了，所以我期待的是过一个无罪的一个生活，但是这却不是，事实上不是这样发生。But
that did not happen, and therefore I was troubled and dissatisfied, and thereby I backslid.
它没有照着我想要的发生，所以呢，我就退后了。The
reason was because I was deficient in the knowledge of the subjective aspect of crucifying of myself, which I later understood upon reading the book Normal Christian Life, after which I recommitted myself to the Lord.
我失败的原因就是我不明白把自己钉在十字架上是什么意思，直到我读了正常基督徒生活。 然后我才明白，我就把自己再一次的奉献给主。Three
words in the book of Normal Christian Life that Watchman Nee took out of the book of Romans chapter 6 arrested me and laid hold of my attention.
在罗马，倪弟兄在罗马书的第六章，他提到了三点，他就把我引到一个非常重要。 让我注视到说这三件事情非常的重要。The
first word was knowing. Knowing that my old man was crucified with Christ, which is taken from Romans 6:6.
第一句话就是知道。那这是从罗马书六章六节里面讲到说知道，我已经知道我的旧人与基督同钉十字架。The
second word was reckoning. Reckoning myself to be dead unto sin and alive unto God, which is taken from Romans 6:11.
第二句话就是把它当作或者算作，要把它看成。这是从罗马书六章十一节 就是要把自己当作已死的，然后呢是献给罪，然后但是呢向神却像把自己看成是活的。
The third word was yielding my new man with my new members unto God, which is taken from Romans 6:13.
第三个字就是讲到顺从或者是献给，是从罗马书六章十四节讲到说将自己献给神，并将自己做义的器具献给神。
These three words impressed me so much and made me feel that practicing of these three words was all that was required for a successful Christian living.
这三句话三个词对我印象非常的深刻，就是要知道要算或者是当看或者要献给。那我知道说如果做明白知道这三句话就可以来过一个正常的基督徒生活。
And so I concluded for myself that the whole Bible could be said in three bullet words, know, reckon, and yield.
所以整本圣经都可以从这个三个字来解释，一个要先知道，然后呢要算或者是看成怎么样，我把自己看成什么样。第三件事情叫顺从或者是要献给。
And I sincerely started practicing reckoning myself dead unto sin.
所以我诚实的就来实行对这罪我把自己看成是死的。
But my experience was still that of Romans 7.
但是我的经历却还停留在罗马书七章。
I thank the Lord, Romans chapter 8 became to me a comfort and an oasis.
感谢主，罗马书第八章就带给我安慰，而且就像沙漠一样，我找到了绿洲。
Verse 2 of Romans 8, the law of spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death became very clear to me with Watchman's analogy of the law of gravity and impressed me so much that I regarded this verse to be a key verse of the Bible and the center of the Bible dividing the Old and New Testaments.
罗马书八章二节讲到说赐生命和圣灵的律释放了我，使我脱离了罪和死的律。那在借着尼弟兄他的这个比喻，就说这句话就像什么呢？就像地心引力一样，那非常的清楚的告诉我们怎么样子可以让生命和圣灵的力来释放我。所以我也觉得这句话非常的重要，这就是旧约跟新约中间的一个分隔。
It also became one of my most favorite verses in the Bible.
这节圣经也成了我在圣经里面最喜欢的经节之一。
Yet, my life was a defeated one because I was practicing Romans 6:11, the reckoning of myself dead unto sin by my memory and efforts.
我这基督的时候却仍然是失败的。为什么呢？因为我在实行罗马书六章和七章的时候是靠着我的记忆和我自己的努力。
One day, the Lord gave me a deeper revelation and enlightened me that the reckoning of myself dead unto sin was to be accomplished through the Holy Spirit who was indwelling in me and not by my memory or efforts.
有一天主就光照我，要怎么样子能够像罪把自己看成死的呢？这不是靠我的记忆或者是我自己的努力，而是要需要靠圣灵的工作。
That was a final bullet point that brought a real change into my life.
这个就是第三件事情，这三句话里面的第三个事情，让我的生命有一个真实的改变。
The book of Romans, presented by Watchman Nee in the normal Christian life, gave me such a clear understanding of full salvation with an impact on my life that I concluded for myself that the whole Bible could be wrapped into Romans chapters 5, 6, 7, 8, and 12, and that if one missed them, he lost everything.
关于罗马书的这几章的圣经，就是五章、六章、七章、八章和十二章，这圣经借着尼弟兄正常基督徒的生活，就非常的清楚的告诉我们全备的救恩。如果我们不明白这全备的救恩，我们就失去了整本圣经要告诉我们的是什么。However,
that was my experience of the book of Romans after reading Watchman's Normal Christian Life.
那这就是我读了尼弟兄的正常基督徒生活以后，我个人的经历。I
covet this kind of experience, or even much more, to every one of you if you have not had such a one.
我非常的切慕、渴望每一位弟兄姐妹 都有像我这样的经历，如果你还没有得着的话。This
is a great burden in my heart for the believers. First of all, beginning with every one of my own earthly family members.
这是我对于每一位重生得救的一个很大很大的负担。那从哪里开始呢？就是从我家庭里面的成员开始。After
reading the book Normal Christian Life by Watchman Nee, I had a kind of thinking that all Christians from China would be like Watchman Nee.
当我读了正常基督徒生活以后，我就有这样的想法，所有中国的基督徒都像尼弟兄一样。And
so, I had a deep longing desire in my heart to visit a fellowship of saints from China.
所以在我心里面有很深的渴慕，我就愿意来跟从中国来的基督徒有交通、有聚会。The
Lord did fulfill my deep longing desire and brought me and my family from India to US to HCA in 1992.
主也成就了我心里面这样子切切的渴慕，所以在1992年，他就把我从印度带到休斯顿。 也参加了小斯顿的基督徒聚会。When
we came to the assembly, the very first time, on Cook Road, everyone was looking like Watchman Nee to me.
当我第一次92年的时候，我到 Cook Road 参加聚会的时候，每一位弟兄姐妹，我看起来，都像看到尼弟兄一样。We
were made to feel the love of Christ by everyone we met.
我们与弟兄姐妹交通，我们从每一个人身上，我们就遇见了基督的爱。We
truly had an exceptional experience.
我们实在是有这样子非常超凡、非常特殊的经历。We
thank the Lord for your testimony.
我们为着弟兄姐妹你们的见证感谢主。Later,
I had another kind of thinking that everyone at HCA must have read these two invaluable books by Watchman Nee.
那后来我还有这样的想法，我在想说，每一位在基督徒聚会的弟兄姐妹一定都读过这两本非常有价值的书。To
my surprise, I found that to be far from reality.
我非常的惊讶，发现说，事实上远远不像我想象的。
That reminded me of a verse in the Bible.
这就让我想到圣经里面的一节圣经。Mark
chapter 6 verse 4, then Jesus told them, a prophet is honored everywhere except in his own hometown and among his relatives and his own family.
马可福音6章4节，耶稣对他们说，大凡先知除了在本地 亲属本家之外，没有不被人尊敬的。Dear
brothers and sisters, utilize the pandemic time and do read these two invaluable books.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，请你们好好的利用这疫情的时间来读这两本非常有价值的书。The
Lord wants to do a new work in you.
主要在你的身上来做成他奇妙的工作。
I made my son and daughter-in-law read The Spiritual Man together as the first thing after their marriage.
当我的儿子和我儿媳妇结婚以后，我就要他们来跟我们一起来读这本书。属灵人。
It made a big impact in their lives.
这书，他们读这本书，在他们生活里面产生了极大的影响。
And I also made my daughter-in-law share one chapter of Normal Christian Life every week during our family prayers.
而且每个礼拜，当我们家庭一起祷告的时候，我就让我的儿媳妇来交通到正常基督徒生活里面其中的一章。
My daughter-in-law is very appreciative of it and has taken it very seriously to live that kind of life and earn a placement in the kingdom of heaven, which she did not have much knowledge of it in the past.
我的儿媳妇她也把这件事情当成非常认真，非常看得很重来读，而且来实行。为什么呢？因为这样就可以带她在天国里面有份，这是她以前所不知道的。
The Lord may require of our life at any time.
主可能在任何时候他都可以把我们取去。
Or a rapture may befall and leave some behind on the earth.
有一些会被提，有些会被留在地上。
A person cannot be counted into the first fruits if he is not living the kind of life that is presented in these two books.
如果一个人没有办法来活出像这两本书里面所讲的这样的一个正常的基督徒生活，他就不能够被算作出熟的果子。
To be one of the first fruits is vital.
要成为出熟的果子非常重要。
Otherwise, the consequence is tribulation or being thrown into outer darkness to pay the price.
要不然这个结果就是会受到大灾难，然后呢会丢在那个外面的黑暗里面。
But you know what? The escape is very simple.
但是你知道吗？能够逃避这样子的一个很大的灾难非常的简单。
The Lord Jesus Christ has paid it all.
因为主耶稣基督已经付了所有的赎价。
Crucify yourself and live a not I but Christ kind of Christian life.
要把自己钉在十字架上，不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
In my last sharing, we learned the definition of Christian life as not I but Christ according to Watchman Nee's book The Normal Christian Life, which he based it upon Galatians 2:20.
在上一次我信息里面交通的就是一个基督徒的生活，怎么样过一个正常的基督徒生活呢？就是加拉太书二章二十节讲的，不再是我乃是基督。
We also divided that definition into four practical terms.
我们也可以把这个正常基督徒的生活来从四个方面来看。
Number one, crucifying the flesh or putting to death the practices of the body.
第一个就是把自己的肉体钉在十字架上，就是来向着这个身体是死的来实行这件事情。
Number two, putting on Christ.
第二件事情就是披上基督。
Number three, living Christ individually and corporately.
第三件事情，在个人和团体里面活出基督。
Number four, magnifying Christ.
第四件事情，彰显基督。
We dwelt mostly on the last two points.
我们上一次主要是交通到后面的两点。
And today, we are going to dwell on the first point, crucifying the flesh, which is putting to death the practices of our body.
那今天我们要交通的是头两点，就是要把肉体钉在十字架上，而且要致使身体的恶行。
This is a vast subject, and it takes one's lifetime to practice it.
这是一个很大的一个题目，而且需要我们一生来实行。
Today's message is just a crash course on this subject.
今天的信息只不过是这个主题的一个速成班。
As a matter of fact, this subject of crucifying the flesh is the most important point, as there is no Christian living without first crucifying our flesh to death.
实际上来说，如果不能够把肉体钉在十字架上，就没有办法活出一个基督徒的生活。
What is lacking in Christian life today is not a better Christian living, but essentially a better crucifying of our flesh.
今天在基督徒当中，我们没有办法活出这样好基督徒的生命，主要的问题不是要怎么样更好的去活，乃是要需要更好的把自己钉在十字架上。
We need to learn to subjectively or experientially crucify our flesh to death.Thoroughly.
我们要有主观的经历，而且要实行怎么样子把肉体钉在十字架上，让他肉体完全的死掉。
So the question is, what is flesh?
所以问题就是这个肉体是什么意思呢？
It is not easy to derive a proper, definite, and adequate definition of the flesh because the flesh is very complicated.
我们很难有一个很简单或者是很完全对于肉体的定义，因为肉体本身是一个很复杂的一个东西。
The word flesh is used in various ways in the Bible.
在圣经上，肉体用多方面的形式来出现。
Today, I'm going to define the word flesh that is connected with Christian living.
今天我要把肉体来定义跟基督徒的生活的关联是什么？
Today's message, although is by and of itself, it is actually a continuation of my last sharing, living a Christian life.
虽然今天的信息有它的主题，但是事实上是跟着上一次我交通一个基督徒的一个生活的一个延续。
For detailed study on what flesh is, I would recommend you to kindly read Watchman Nee's The Spiritual Man.
所以要真正的很仔细的认识肉体是什么，我推荐你们来读尼弟兄的《属灵人》这本书。
I will define the word flesh in 7 different ways based upon the scriptural basis to give us a comprehensive picture.
我愿意借着圣经来定义这个肉体，从七个方面来看，所以大家有一幅完整的图画。
They all lead to the same meaning.
这七个方面都指着一个意义。
Firstly, flesh is sin plus me.
首先，什么是肉体呢？就是罪加上我。
Scriptural basis for this is Romans 7.Verses 17 and 18.
圣经的根据是罗马书七章十七节和十八节。
Verse 17 says, "Sin dwells in me."
十七节讲到说，罪住在我的里面。
We can see here that the flesh is composed of two things: the sin, which is the nature and power, and the me, which is the old man.
所以这个肉体就有这两部分，一部分就是这个罪，一部分就是我的老我。
Also, according to our Lord in John 3:6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh.
而且主在约翰福音三章六节讲到说，从肉身生的就是肉身。
It means that the I was born in sin.
所以这就是告诉我，我是在罪中而生的。
So, the first definition for flesh is sin plus me.
所以第一个关于肉体的定义就是罪加上我，老我。
The second definition of flesh is the consequence or the result of the first definition, sin plus me.
第二个肉体的定义就是这个罪加上我以后的结果。
When Satan entered into man as sin, the man's bodybecame corrupted and transmuted in nature.
当撒旦借着罪进到人的里面，人的这个身体就腐败变坏了。
So, The second definition of flesh is corrupted and transmuted body.
所以第二个关于肉体的定义就是一个腐败变坏的一个身体。
Thirdly, flesh is the person, the fallen man.
第三，肉体是一个人，是什么样一个人呢？就是一个堕落的人。
Scriptural basis for this is Romans 3:20 that says, out of the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified before him.
在罗马书三章二十节就讲到说，所以凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义。
Here, the flesh is the fallen man.
所以这里就讲到说，这个肉体就是一个堕落的人。
So, flesh is a person who lives, acts, walks, and does things always under the control, direction, and influence of the flesh and according to the flesh.
所以这样子造成一个结果，就是这个堕落的人呢，他就活出来的一个所思所想所行的都是照着这个肉体的这种想法。
Fourthly, flesh is practices of the body.
所以第四点就是这个肉体的定义呢，就是这个身体的一个实行。
Scriptural basis for this is Romans 8, 7 and 13.
罗马书八章十七节和十三节有说到这样。
Verse 7, because the mind of the flesh is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be.
罗马书八章七节，原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法也是不能服。
Verse 13, for if you live according to flesh, you are going to die, but if by the Spirit you put to death the practices of the body, you will live.
第十三节，你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致使身体的恶行，必要活着。
The flesh in verse 7,is the same as the practices of the body in verse 13.
这个第七节的肉体就讲到这个跟身体的恶行十三节是同一个字。
When our body practices against the Spirit of God, that is, when it lives, acts, and works according to the flesh, that practicing body is the flesh.
当身体的恶行照着肉体来做出来的实行的时候，这个整个来讲就是肉体。
So, flesh is synonymic to the practicing body.
所以肉体跟这个身体的恶行是同义字。
Fifthly, Watchman says, flesh is the devil's factory.
第五件，尼弟兄也说到这个肉体是什么呢？就是一个工厂。
The owner is Satan.
这个工厂的主人就是撒旦。
The factory is the flesh.
这个工厂就是这个血气或者是肉体。
The products produced are the practices of the body.
那这个产生的这个产品是什么呢？就是身体的恶行。
Those include moral and immoral, good and bad, and right and wrong practices.
这些包括到一些好像有道德的，或者是没有不符合道德的，或者是好的、坏的，或者是对的或错的一个实行。
The scriptural basis for this is Romans 6, 7 and 8, and there are several other.
圣经的根据就是罗马书六章七章八节，还有其他的圣经。
Sixthly, Andrew Murray says, flesh is human nature.
第六个定义，穆安德烈说，这个肉体，或者这个血气呢，就是人的天性。
Scriptural basis for this is Romans verses 5 to 9 and Romans 3:20.
从罗马书八章五到九节和罗马书三章二十节我们可以看到。
Seventhly, flesh is the living out of the old man.
很难过，让人家伤心的事情，就是肉体就是一个老我的活出。
Scriptural basis for this is Romans chapters 6 and 7.
那这个圣经的根据就是罗马书六章和七章。
Romans 6 speaks of the old man, and Romans 7 speaks of the flesh.
罗马书六章讲到旧人，七章呢，就讲到肉体，这就是第七个的肉体的定义。
Both the old man and the flesh are, as a matter of fact, one.
虽然看起来是两件事情，一个是旧人，一个是肉体，但是事实上是一个。
Objectively speaking, it is the old man, and subjectively or experientially speaking, it is the flesh.
从客观来说是一个旧人，但是从主观或者来经历呢，就是一个肉体的发表。
The old man is our very person, and the flesh is this very person when lived out.
旧人就是我们这个天然的人，那这个肉体是什么呢？就是天然人的发表。
Therefore, the old man and the flesh actually refer to our very being.
所以旧人再加上肉体就活出来，我们这个人是什么样子。
Before our soul life is lived out, it is simply the old man, but once it is lived out, it is the flesh.
当我们这个天然这个老我在我们浑身的命的里面呢，它好像就是在我们的里面而已，但是呢活出来的情形呢就变成一个肉体。
The best analogy that I could come up for this is this.
我能够想到最好的例子是这样。
A lion asleep is the old man, and a lion awake is the flesh.
一个沉睡的狮子就是我们的老我，就是这个旧人，但是他醒过来以后呢就是一个肉体。
We should be neither, but contrarywise.
我们应该不应该是，我们不应该是任何的这两者的其中之一，但是呢很可惜的我们常常相反，是相反的。
We should be an all-time lamb.
相反的，我们应该要活出，不管在什么时候，都是像羔羊一样。
The subject and flesh became very clear to me out of the book of Romans.
我来读罗马书的时候，我就看到这个肉体这件事情对我就变成非常的清楚。
Romans chapter 5 and 6 enlightened me with the objective facts touching Christ and the old man, and chapters 7 and 8 enlightened me with the subjective experiences touching the Holy Spirit and the flesh.
罗马书五章六章里面就讲到说，在客观上我看到说基督和我这个旧人的老我的关系，然后七章八章呢让我开启，就经历到说主观的经历可以怎么借着圣灵能够来致死肉体。
It became very clear to me that just as Christ was related to the Holy Spirit, the old man was related to the flesh.
对我来讲非常的清楚，就像基督跟圣灵是相关的，那这个老我这个旧人和肉体是连在一起的。
Just as Christ cannot be experiencedwithout the Holy Spirit, so also the old man cannot be experienced without the flesh.
就像要活出基督一定要借着圣灵，不借着圣灵没有办法活出基督一样，所以同样的这个旧人不借着肉体他也没有办法发表。
Christ is lived out in the Holy Spirit, likewise the old man is lived out in the flesh.
基督借着圣灵活出，所以同样的这个旧人是借着这个肉体来活出来。
For example, Romans 6:6 says that our old man has been crucified with Christ.
比如说罗马书六章六节已经讲到说我的旧人与基督同钉十字架。
This is a fact that was accomplished 2000 years ago.
这是一个事实，在2000年以前就成就了。
At the time, we had not yet been born into this world, and obviously, our old man had not yet been lived out.
那在这个所有同时呢，却我们却没有好像真正的来，真的是进入这节圣经里面的实际的里面。Now
that we have been born into this world more than 2,000 years later, and we now know how to cheat, lie, and lose temper.
所以我们在 2,000 年以前成就的事情，我们今天可以来经历怎么来对付我们自己里面这种说谎，或者是发脾气的情形。
This is the living out of old man, and we call this flesh.
当我们有这样欺骗、说谎或者是发脾气，就是这个老我的活出，或者是肉体。Therefore,
that which was crucified 2,000 years ago with Christ was our old man, which had not yet been lived out at that time, whereas that with which we are living out today after 2,000 years is flesh.
虽然在 2,000 年以前，主耶稣已经钉在十字架，把我们的肉体和都钉在十字架上。可是今天，我们是需要活出这样的一个实际。Therefore,
flesh is the living out and the expression of the old man. That is, the flesh is our experience of the old man.
所以这个肉体就是活出旧人的性情和生命的活出来。
Old man was dealt on the cross 2,000 years ago by Christ. Flesh needs to be dealt today by us.
所以这个旧人在 2,000 年以前与基督已经同钉在十字架上。今天我们就来对付我们的这个肉体。From
this we can see that when Romans 6:6 says that our old man was crucified with Christ, it is an objective fact of our death in the past.
所以罗马书六章六节讲到说，旧人与基督同钉十字架，这个是一个客观的事实。And
when Romans 8:13 says that by the Spirit you put to death the practices of the body, it is a subjective act.
那个客观的事实在以前发生的，可是，在罗马书八章十三节，就是说，靠着圣灵致使身体的恶行，这是我们今天要实行的。This
subjective act of crucifying of our flesh, although and surely is to be done by us, it is the work of the Holy Spirit, simply by our cooperation with the Holy Spirit.
要把自己的肉体钉在十字架上。 是圣灵的工作，可是我们必须要跟圣灵来配合。The
best analogy for this is this.
最好的例子是这样。Holy
Spirit is like a mother who holds the hand of her child and helps the child to draw and says to the child, "You have done it."
圣灵就像一个妈妈带着一个小孩拉着他的手一样，然后。 把这个小孩带到他的怀里面来跟他讲说，哎，你做到了。A
very major and basic work of the Holy Spirit indwelling in us is to work into us the fact that Christ has crucified our old man on the cross.
圣灵有一件很重要而且很伟大的工作，就是他住在我们的里面。 把基督已经钉在十字架，把肉体，把这个老我钉在十字架上这件事情成就在我们的里面。In
other words, the work of the Holy Spirit is to have the cross on the Calvary wrought into us to become the cross within us.
换句话来讲，圣灵做一个工作，就是把加略的十字架今天制作，做成在我们的心里。Therefore,
the subjective experience of crucifying of our flesh is being executed by the Holy Spirit in us.
所以这个把肉体钉在十字架上，这个主观的经历就可以借着圣灵来成就在我们的里面。This
act of crucifying the flesh cannot be and should not be executed by our memory or efforts.
肉体钉在十字架上，没有办法靠着我们的记忆力，或者是我们自己的个自身的努力来达到。
If we did so, we would rather experience our body to be more alive than dead.
如果我们想要靠自己的力量来做的话，我们就会发现说，我这个饶我这个肉身这个、肉体，好像更活跃了。
I have gone through.A great deal of unrest in trying to live a Christian life until I read these books and understood the subjective aspect of crucifying my flesh.
我花了很多的时间，做了很多的努力，想要来达到这个事情。一直到我读这两本书以前，我都是失败的。但是借着这两本书帮助了我。
I wish that no one.Has to go through the way that I have gone through in conversion, and that no one would need to waste time in learning the precious lesson of crucifying the flesh to death, which is a foundation of Christian living.
我希望大家不要浪费时间，也不需要像我一样经历到许多的这个弯路，来才认识到说要把肉体钉在十字架上。这是一个基督徒生活的一个根基。
Therefore, in conclusion, I want to recommend A, B, C steps. A for ask, B for believe, and C for choose to help in experiencing the subjective aspect of crucifying the flesh.
所以总结来讲，我要推荐 A, B, C 三件事情。A 就是要问。然后 B, 就是要来相信然后 C, 就是要来实行。
Step A is to ask the Lord for seeing.
第一件事情要问要求问。求问什么呢？要有这样的一个属灵的看见。
Ask the Lord for a deeper revelation and enlightenment, especially on Three important objective facts in the Bible, which God our Father has accomplished for us in His Son, Jesus Christ.
要问什么呢？就是有一个更深的属灵的认识和启示，在三件事情上面，借着他的儿子耶稣基督来启示我们。
Number one is, our old man has been crucified with Christ by God.According to Romans 6:6 and Galatians 2:20.
第一件就是我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架，罗马书六章六节，加拉太书二章二十节。
Number two is that we have been placed in Christ by God according to 1 Corinthians 1:30.
第二件事情我们得以在基督里面是本乎神，这是哥林多前书一章三十节。
Number three is that the law of spirit of life has been implanted into us by God and as God at the time of regeneration to deliver us from the law of sin and death.
第三件事情就是这个赐生命和圣灵的律，借着我们的相信。已经神已经在我们重生的时候已经摆在我们里面，让我们可以脱离罪和死的律。
The best scriptural basis for this is Romans 8:2, although it is mentioned here as a subjective experience.
在罗马书八章二节里面特别也讲到这个是主观的经历，因为是生命和圣灵的律释放我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
Other references are Jeremiah 31:33, Hebrews 8:10, and 10:16 in the context of New Covenant.
其他的经节讲到耶利米书31章33节，希伯来书8章10节和10章16节，在新约的里面这样讲。
Step B is to believe in the objective facts.
B 这个 step, 第二点呢，就是要相信这个主。在客观上耶稣的主基督已经成就的事。
Once we have seen the above facts and are enlightened, we will be able to believe in them.
当我们 看见这个主客观的事实已经成就，那我们来相信他的时候，
Believing automatically leads us to step C, which is to choose four important things for subjectively experiencing the objective facts that have been seen and believed by us.
当我们相信以后，自然就会进到第三步，就是 C, 就是要选择，是要选择一个非常重要的事情，因为我们已经相信，而且我们已经可以来经历。
Number one is to set our mind on the Spirit according to Romans 8:6.
所以有四件事方面，四个方面我要说到怎么样子来选择。第一个就是要来体贴圣灵，要来选择让我们的心思意念跟随圣灵。
Number two is in the Spirit and by the Spirit to reckon ourselves to be dead unto sin and alive unto God according to Romans 6:11.
第二件事情就是借着圣灵让我们来看自己向着罪是死的，但是像在神在基督耶稣里面看自己却是活的。
Number three is to have our walking according to the Spirit by constantly being in the Spirit according to Romans 8:4-9.
第三件事情就是要顺着圣灵而行，而不照着这个肉体在我们身上的这些影响，然后能够不随从肉体，只随从圣灵。
Number four is to cooperate with and allow the Holy Spirit to crucify our flesh, that is, putting to death the practices of our body, according to Romans 8:13, Colossians 3:5, and Galatians 5:24.
第四件事情就是要跟圣灵合作，然后让圣灵能够致死我们这个肉体，叫致死地上的肢体所有犯罪的行为，是根据罗马书8:13，还有哥罗西书3:5和加拉太书5:24。
This is crucifying the flesh and living unto God.
这就是怎么样子把肉体钉在十字架上，然后向神活着。
May the Lord help us to see and be enlightened with the objective facts in Romans 6, live in Romans 8, and escape the tragedy of living a life of Romans 7.
愿主能够帮助我们，让我们可以看见在罗马书6里面这个客观的事实，然后呢活出罗马书8这样子生命圣灵律的实际，然后呢能够来脱离罗马书7那样子一个在肉体里面的一个悲剧。
For many of you, this may be a very basic lesson, but if anyone is not familiar with this subject or have not grasped today's message fully, as I have tightly packed the information to fit into our time slot, I would recommend youTo listen to this message again, but please do obtain and read these two books.
对于许多人来说，这是很基本的功课。可是对于很多人来说，我们也可能没有这么的熟悉，或是没有这样切实的经历。那今天我有很短的时间，所以我把这个我的信息浓缩在这个时间许可的范围里面。那我鼓励弟兄姐妹可以来再听一次信息，或者能够来读这两本书。
Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。
Loving Father, we thank thee for thy word concerning crucifying of our flesh.
爱我们的天父，我们感谢你早上给我们的话语，就是怎么样把肉体钉在十字架上。
May we cooperate and allow the Holy Spirit to crucify our flesh, which thou hast accomplished it on the cross in Christ 2,000 years ago.
愿我们跟你合作，因为我们知道2000以前，我们的主已经把这个老旧人也钉在十字架上，让我们可以来活出这样的实际。
May we live a crucified life, and thereby Lord Jesus Christ may be magnified through our living.
愿我们能够活出这样把肉体钉在十字架上的一个生命，所以基督可以借着我们可以被彰显。
We pray with thanksgiving in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
我们存着感谢的心来祷告，是奉靠我主耶稣基督的圣名。阿门。